And like we're getting to the point where like if y'all are just gonna play a music show on the radio, like we gotta change this. Like there's not we're not doing the thing anymore. And you can do that, but that's your own thing. Like so we just gotta get real about that.
Well then you're gonna make it a music show. Well, I don't think we're just gonna make it a music show.
But it's like a music okay. show with a theme though, so
I'm just saying.
I mean, the theme is your favorite music. It's like the same, it's still the same thing, right?
What mindset do you put yourself in when you're writing music?
Writing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my writing doesn't have to really do anything with these songs.
What was the most challenging thing you overcame this school year? Okay, let's go.
I mean, what did my school year have to do with my music?
If you could spend a day with any rapper, who would it be and why? That's a good one. What music would you suggest
to someone struggling with depression and why?
Oh, that's kind of a sensitive question.
I wouldn't really know how to answer that.
You want to do to better yourself this summer? If you could go back in time, when and where would you go?
I already have an idea of where I want to go.
What's the best and worst thing about living in Hudson / Catskill? Ouch. what does rapping do for your self-image and mental health? What popular music out there today is trash and why?
Trash?
You know there's always trash pop music. I just want to know what y'all think.
Oh, there's like fodder songs that come out that I just have no, like, no regard for.
What else you got? So, I want y'all to pick...
Wait, what is his name? What is his name? The guy who killed George Floyd?
Derek Chauvin.
Okay, because I...
What is that about?
George Floyd murdered Derek...
Chauvin.
Chauvin was...
Yeah. Sentenced.
Sentenced to 22 years in prison today. Play video. Okay.
You don't have to, but that's the thing you can just mention.
What rapper has the most uplifting vibes these days?
Someone I listen to for.
I'm not gonna lie. I want to skip this one just because I know I'm gonna butcher this name.
Not only that, but it's like.
It's not even like I don't want to pay tribute. I know if I say it, I'm a butcher the hell out of this.
And plus,
I'm gonna make myself look stupid.
And plus, if I say it, I don't want to just drop it, then move on to something else and like disrespect the topic.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be disrespectful. Like, it's just like, hey, you know, one of the big news that dropped today that Derek Chauvin was sentenced.
Hey, Phoebe.
Yeah. All right.
So that's fine. There's a reason I gave you so many, so you could pick the ones you actually want. So can you?
Okay. I thought we had to go through all of them. We could just go through.
Can you pick six? Can you pick three that Shahi will ask Bubba? And
okay, I have my three. I already know what my three are.
All right, so make sure, Bubba, you write them down so you can actually see them during the show, right?
Yeah. I need paper.
Just use my notes.
My phone's on one.
Okay, so...
Does this work? No, this doesn't, right?
No.
And you should tell each other which questions you want to get asked, right?
I know what questions I want to be. I want number one.
What's number one?
What mindset do you put yourself in when you're writing music?
The question I'd rather use instead of that is like, what mindset do you put yourself when you're listening to the music? I mean, we don't really talk about writing it.
Right? I mean, like, I want number one.
Bubba, you can come up with different questions you get asked. Shahi's telling you which ones he wants to be asked. So do number one, and then what else do you want, Shahi?
If you could spend a day with any rapper, who would it be and why? That's a good one. If you could go back in time, when and where?
Yeah, I want to be asked
would
that
you go
too.
Back in time?
All right, great. So we got three questions you're going to ask Shahi during the show, and then, yeah, which ones do you want to get asked, Bubba?
Okay. I need... I just said name. Same thing, it doesn't really matter which one I grab.
stick better.
What was your third question? Because I already got the which month to do percent of the rating in the if you could spend a day with any rapper. Oh, do you want the
if you could where is it? If you could go back in time and if you could go back in time, when and where would you go? Pastor Shahi, why are you always writing on the back of things and like never tearing them off? You really be messing me up. Like I swear, Shahi, I just be wanting to fight you, bro. You be
Okay. Where would you go?
Pastor Shahi be making me frustrated, bro. Okay. What are your questions?
The questions that I want to be asked is if I could go back in time, where would I go?
Okay.
That's the one that I would.
So, for sure. Which number was that? Which number? Six.
Yep.
What's your next one?
Okay. What other questions are there? Because I don't want to do like all the same ones as you.
Look at them.
Nah, that question is crazy. What's the worst thing about living in Hudson's last Gatsby? That question's crazy. Oh, damn. Even though I don't want to answer this one, we could do what rapper definitely has the... No, what popular music out there is today is trash and why...
What number is that?
Number 9.
Which one is that? What is it?
What popular music out there today is trash and why? I know that question's crazy, but I'm gonna answer it though.
Can I just read
it? Yeah. And then my last question I feel is what rapper has the most uplifting vibes these days?
What number is that?
11. No, I gave myself the simple questions, but those are the questions that I know I'll ideally answer.
What is it? I mean, that's why that's fine. Pick the ones that you feel comfortable answering.
What rapper has the most uplifting vibes these days? Number 11. I mean, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Great. So you both have 3 written down?
Yep.
Sweet. So just spread them out through the show, right? And like go back and forth. Just to keep the conversation interesting between songs. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I will be tracking. Don't forget them.
Sure.
This is our compromise. Thank you. Sweet. All right. Do you need a sound check?
Okay. Sure, we can.
We're streaming, by the way.
Did you okay. Go check
that? All right, let me... Mute yourself on the Google Meet and then do your sound check so I can just hear you on the...
Good?
I didn't grab it.
Oh, it's on the turn.
Okay. Let me go on mute. Hello, 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 hello. Hi, welcome to Clubhouse Radio.
Wait, why does it sound like I have an echo on? Wait, Shahi.
Hey, Shahi, you sound good? Chess Bubba?
Hold on. That's weird.
What?
Let me just check.
Are you good, man?
No, these are good.
It's that... let me hear.
Just like, it sounds like I'm, like, away from the like, on a different mic, right? Yeah. Like, it sounds like my mic is turned up, you can hear me, but it's like I'm on a different mic, is what it feels like. Because I don't know if this is the wrong mic or not. Whichever one this is.
Yeah.
Oh. Yo. Is it still the same thing? Or? Yo. Hello.
Bubba, you're right. It does sound like you're off a mic, and then you sounded like it was right for a second, and then it got weird again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's definitely better now. Okay, there you go. Good job, Shaw. Thank you for fixing the mic.
Hello. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Did you turn on my thing?
Cool, and then just checked your,
All right.
Computer volume.
So, did you check the news to make sure it was playing?
Yeah, I got them. All
right, cool.
It's the... Gotta spread these out.
I get that.
Ooh. I'm a spread. I like to. Am I the only one that likes to spread these out in like twos?
No, I do it too. Cause I want to make sure there's no ads gonna play. Cause it scares me when they do.
One, two.
Bro, I'm such an awkward host. Oh man.
It's that. Wait, you picked 9, right? What popular music?
Not an awkward host. What are you talking about?
No, it's just like 9, right? It's just like I feel so awkward when I do it. Cause like, I feel like I'm talking to air. I know I'm talking to you, but like sometimes it feels like I'm talking to air.
Talking to air.
Like when I'm.
Who
like,
are you, Aang, sir? You Aang?
No. I'm saying like when I talk, like when I talk into the mic, like when we're live. Are you right? Like, yo, and I'll be talking right. Bro, I don't know how to YouTuber people. I don't know how to be doing it.
It's like not hard. I just have to carry the car. You have to carry the conversation. You picked 9, right?
The ones I picked 11.
I knew you picked 6. I knew you picked 11.
Uh-huh.
But 9, you picked what popular music out?
What popular music out today is trash, okay. And why?
I thought it said something completely different, but okay. If you could go back in time, mm-hmm. When and where and why? If what music today is trash to you and why? What rapper has the best vibe in today?
Ooh. It's a lot of good uplifting music.
I can never remember how to spell society.
SOS.
Most uplifting vibe.
SOCIETY.
What is it? SOC.
IETY.
It's always when I hate eyes because I can never remember. I can never remember eyes mm-hmm. or where to put them.
Because I have two in my name and
so I'll be like SOC. EITTY, and I'll be like, what the fuck? I'm like, wait.
This man Shabby crying during the spelling bee.
No, bro. I could never be put in no spelling bee, bro. I
see me.
Math? Yes, most definitely. Yeah.
Bro, I did the spelling bee. I got to the, in like 7th grade, I got to like the second one. Like where you're in like the auditorium or whatever, like
really?
Yeah, and then like you're in front of like your classmates and stuff like that, like all the grades, and then I got to wear a gentleman, and I knew there was this one girl who I knew I couldn't beat. I know I could have made it far. I knew I couldn't beat her.
You probably could have beat her.
I probably could have beat her if I tried, but then you know what? I got tired and spelt it wrong, and then instead of using a G, I put a J.
Yo, hello. Okay. That looked better.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I'm not gonna lie, because it was like up here, and I'm like, that doesn't look right. And I'm like, I put it to 3, like a solid 3. Yeah.
But that wasn't the best song this year, though. Good song though. Not the best song this year.
Never Left.
Def top 5, but not best song this year.
I was say, bro, this is top 5.
Def not the best song.
I want to say it's 5, like it's number 5.
No, it's not number 5.
I would say number 3.
I say 3-4.
3-4, right? Yeah. Not 5.
Though. Like it's 3-4 between what's the order you have it in? Yeah, we're gonna have
never,
to.
Okay, let's never let's left. Place these in order never now. Left. What is it? Calling my phone.
Oof.
Some god, what is it called?
The Matrix.
Yeah, Matrix.
That's not top five, but I mean, it just came out. So we can move that. We can move the Matrix to
like. Nah, this is definitely top one, in my opinion. I think this is top one.
Or this is, bro.
What Drake? Is
oh, yeah. No, wants no, no, needs. No. Yeah, that's one. That's number one.
Okay, I'll say.
Yeah, that's number one for sure.
Yeah.
Should I just put a starter song and then, like, or should I have that be our starting song?
Yeah, no. Use the starting song.
What I'm going to do? I was smart about it. So I'm using Rockstar as our starting
song. Rapstar?
Yeah, Rapstar. I said Rockstar. like this was the baby. Silly me.
But, yeah, so I go Drake number one. I say Drake number one.
Yeah.
Back in Blood number two. That's like, I'm just going off of like what I've been hearing popularity wise.
Fine. Is Beatbox at top five? No, right. I don't see
number
it.
Six. Okay. It's so, like, so but it's like it. It's top songs this year, but it's like number six.
So you want to just play top five songs?
Like, we could put, like, I was going to go, like, top 10 because it's, like, two segments.
Top 10, right?
Yeah, because it's two segments. I was going to say, like, five on each.
All right.
But if we can't do five, like, we'll just do, like, the ones that we got.
Do I need a new Brand new gun and getting a cop car.
Pedal on my head like a. Or you could use that as the intro since you wanted to play it.
You're smart. I like smart people.
And then we could just use that as a placement. Because it does place. It's definitely top 10 songs this year.
Bubba, you are a smart person. I hope you know that you're a smart person. I love smart people. Smart people make me feel better.
Yeah. Shabba dabba deebu. Shabba dabba gooba like a.
And then you lose it.
Meebu. Labba labba.
What was the song that you labba wanted labba. On here? I replaced it for DDG.
It was disrespectful. It was Mr. Rage. That's
no.
Mr. Rage.
No, it wasn't.
What was it?
It was a female artist's song.
Oh, and no I, more parties. That, oh yeah. You yeah. disrespect that song, bro. That song is definitely, bro. That song is top 10 for sure.
Oh my god.
It's top tier, bro.
Okay.
For this year.
I had to drink some water for that one.
Yes, bro. Drink water, my guy. Is your throat hurt? It might be, bro. From all this capping you've been doing, bro. Oh, God.
Capping never died.
I don't trust nobody. Anyways,
party. Okay, this house. Spontaneous me. Should we make an offer?
Yeah, I'm got like, bro, like, you. Bro. Like, don't sleep, bro. Don't sleep.
Okay.
They want to eat off my plate. So, they want to eat off me. Like,
so Drake is number one.
Yeah.
Who that at number one? Lil Tecca, two.
Move that. What's after that?
What is this? Call on my phone, number
no,
three?
No, not top three.
Okay.
What else?
Okay. That's pretty, I don't care.
Like, what else?
No more parties?
No, not number three.
Not number three. Okay.
No.
Matrix?
No, Matrix, not number
this three. Long? Young Stoner.
I say Ski Goes 4.
What? Didn't you just say Tecca was 4?
I mean, no. I said it. He goes like 3-4. I'm saying I would put that. I'd put Tecca at 3 and then Ski at 4.
Okay, so 1, 2. Wait, no. 1, 2. Then who's 3?
Yeah, we'll put that at 2, and then 3.
You're telling me Tekka's 2?
No, I'm saying I'm saying number 3. You put that there, and then Ski number 4. Never left at 3, and then Ski at number 4.
Then who's 2?
Two,
no see. More parties. Calling my phone.
Or what else?
That's.
I put Ski at, that's number 4.
This is number 4.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
So 1.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm saying 2. And what's at that list at the end? Yeah, we just take that extra tab off because we have the song already, so we're not confused.
Rapstar. Well, and then Beatbox. Call my phone.
Damn.
This may have to be number. Yeah. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Bro, No More Parties has to be number 2. I'm joking.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah,
I'm putting No More Parties at number 2. I don't know what you're talking about.
I say we'll throw 2. Yeah. Because it was really
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 4 is Ski.
You're putting Ski over this song?
Yes, bro.
I don't want to put it.
Because that song just came out. And then Calling My Phone is number 5.
Okay, bro. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Five. Backup songs.
Oh, yeah. Just move Ski to number 4. There you go.
Okay, and then backup songs. All right, backup
and then beatbox, like, 5.
Backup songs. Well, I'm going to keep it like that. Wait, is that going to mess me up? Shahid's just going to mess me up? Yeah, I'm going to get that song. Steady call on my phone.
Yeah, and beatbox is like number 5. I need to that's put this like
all the way over here because if not, that's going to mess me up. Phoebe.
Yeah, Shah, just move beatbox to number 5 and then we good.
Fib.
Yeah, what's up?
Are you gonna be on with us or are you hanging up?
I mean, do you want me on? I can just listen.
We may hang up.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can hang up, but yeah, just leave chat just available so that I can chat you if anything gets weird with the sound, okay?
Alright.
Or just mute me and then we'll be on at the end.
I may just mute you.
Okay, mute me and mute yourself, too, so that I can only hear you through Waveform.
All right.
Cool, and I'll chat you if anything gets weird.
Is there a way I can mute you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can mute you. I'm host?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did not know that.
Yeah, bro. And then beatbox number 5. Most of shit.
Ocha Parker. It's okay, girl, to be impatient. Cause I know you've been waiting. You just feel with a lot of frustration. But I know you okay. Gotta stay focused, don't let temptations get back in the way of happiness, babe. Working overtime, girl, you know you looking fine. But you ain't gotta cry, girl, you're beautiful inside. And you ain't gotta chase, girl, cause you know you the prize. Yes, you know, yes, you know, yes, you know. It's okay, girl, to be impatient. Cause I know you've been waiting. You just feel with a lot of frustration. But I know you okay. Gotta stay focused, don't let temptations get back in the way of happiness, babe. Come through, now you know I need it. Michael Jackson, how I beat it. Confident, but not conceited. Open up and let me. You don't want nobody that's gonna take your love for granted. Fell in love once and it worked, so you panic. Life got tough, but you're strong, so you manage. And your love is automatic, so just take advantage. Yeah, take advantage of you. I'm the only that can really brighten your mood. Teach you things that you ain't never learned in school. I'm just tired of it, they be hurting you. Ooh, you just need a real stay home, chill. Oh, don't worry, baby, I'll pay the bills. I don't cheat, cause I care how you feel. Oh, it's okay, girl, to be impatient. Cause I know you've been waiting. You just feel with a lot of frustration. But I know you okay. Gotta stay focused, don't let temptations get back in the way of happiness, babe. Working overtime, girl, you know you looking fine. But you ain't gotta cry, girl, you're beautiful inside. And you ain't gotta chase, girl, cause you know you the prize. Yes, you know, yes, you know.
Yeah, I ain't gon' play with you. Too busy on the road, I just tryna lay with you. Tryna run up with these bins that K with you. Take a private to the island, get away with you. I'ma pull up on the sauce, switch lanes with you. But I never see you with that I'm catching phase with you. Hit the bank with you, I'm just tryna get paid with you. Hit the bank with you, I'm just tryna spend a day with you. Stick, move, 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 move. Before you drop top, what it do is okay. Watch out for the odds, gotta look both ways. Yeah, show me where they go, okay. Make it move, yeah. Show me what a real get do. You like, you like, you like. When I see it's yours, and I put it on you.
It's okay, girl, to be impatient. Cause I know you've been waiting. You just
frustration. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC. Broadcasting Acre Catskill Hudson. That was Impatient by DDG featuring Coil Leray. Stay tuned for great music and more discussions on the best song this year. We're doing a bit of ranking today, and we will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Albany Times Union reports that on June 24th, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Gender Recognition Act into law. The bill allows New Yorkers to use an X as a non-binary sex designation on their driver's licenses and to list themselves as parent on birth certificates. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "Every New Yorker deserves to be free from discrimination and have state-issued identification and processes that respect them for who they are, recognize their gender identity, and protect their safety." New York continues to lead the way in ensuring LGBTQ people are treated equally in every part of the law and society. And this bill is another landmark that ensures New Yorkers can express ourselves for who we are, end quote. The measure also makes it easier for someone to change the sex designation on their birth certificate. Before, a person was required to publish their new and previous names, address, place of birth, and date of birth in a designated newspaper, which some lawmakers said exposed people to potential harassment and abuse. State Senator Brad Holliman said, and I quote, "It remains incredibly hard for many New Yorkers to get the identification documents they require for travel, to get a job,
and even to go to school. This bill will change that, making it easier for gender nonconforming, transgender, non-binary, and intersex New Yorkers, including minors, to get IDs that accurately reflect their identity, end quote. You can read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Planning Board, June 23rd, approved on a vote of 5-2 Verizon's application for a special use permit to install 6 antennas atop Providence Hall on Lower Columbia Street in the city. Providence Hall is a privately owned low-income apartment building for seniors and people with disabilities owned by Arbor Management. The antennas will be covered with fiberglass structures painted or treated to look like an extension of the brick building. The building currently has a 19.6-foot penthouse structure on one side, and a planned concealment structure will add another 10 feet of height on top, according to the site plan. The other end of the roof will have a 10-foot-high concealment structure added to the flat roof. The company must provide a final plan to be approved by a board-designated architect. The board spent 4.5 hours June 22nd considering the application, refining the resolution, and completing the state environmental review. But by the end of the night, board members were not ready to take a vote. A special meeting was then scheduled for 5 p.m. the following night to finish up and to make a decision. The meeting lasted for 2 hours and ended in permit approval. The final version of the 5-page resolution contained various conditions, including naming the city as insured for the project and submitting annual radio frequency emissions compliance reports. Deed restrictions are required that prevent access to the building roof by any other wireless providers for the next 20 years. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Greene County Children, Youth, and Community Advisory Board, June 24th, announced its 2021 Youth Awards. Paige Swartout from Coxsackie Athens High School has been chosen 2021 Greene County Youth of the Year. Sarah Liepman from Catskill High School has received the Children, Youth, and Community Advisory Board Chairman's Choice Award. And Scott Baker from Catskill High School has been awarded the Greene County Department of Human Services Director's Choice Award. Swartout has volunteered in numerous ways at Carpenter Shop Outreach Center, the Oak Grove United Methodist Church in Virginia, the Coxsackie Elementary School PTO. She has been a member of the Town of Coxsackie Ambulance Juniors Program since March 2020 and is certified in CPR and first aid. As a student, she has achieved honor roll grades. Liepman is one of Santa's Helpers, a program through Catskill High School that raises community funds used to buy food for needy families. She has served as part of the Catskill High School student government since 2015 and has been involved in all-county band and played volleyball, basketball, and softball since entering high school. Liebman is currently attending Questar 3 as a certified nursing student. Baker has been a volunteer for the Matthew 25 Food Pantry since he was in the fourth grade. He was a member of the Boy Scouts and took part in the annual Scouting for Food program and earned the organization's Arrow of Light. He made the Catskill High School Honor Roll, was involved in student government, belonged to the business and chess clubs, and was a member of the wrestling team. Merit recognition went to James Matinsky of Cairo Durham High School and Morgan Francher of Wyndham Ashland Jewett School. The youth will be honored at the opening ceremonies of the Greene County Youth Fair at 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, July 25th at Angelo Cana Town Park in Cairo. And you can read the full story at greengovernment.com. Jane Wester is reporting for New York Law Journal. Rudy Giuliani has been suspended from the practice of law in the state of New York, according to a decision published June 24th by the First Judicial Department. The appellate panel wrote, and I quote, "We conclude that there is uncontroverted evidence that Giuliani committed demonstrably false and misleading statements to courts, lawmakers, and the public at large in his capacity as lawyer for former President Donald J. Trump and the Trump campaign in connection with Trump's failed effort at re-election in 2020, end quote. The suspension is effective immediately and will continue until disciplinary matters pending before the Attorney Grievance Committee have been concluded. According to the First Department's unanimous decision, the interim suspension applied to Giuliani is a rare and serious step. The basis for taking the action was uncontroverted claims of professional misconduct, and the court also found there was evidence of continuing misconduct. Giuliani's attorneys argued the investigation into their client's conduct violated his First Amendment rights of free speech. The panel noted that courts have long held that speech by attorneys is subject to more regulations than speech by ordinary people. State Senator Brad Holyman, an attorney and chairman of the Judiciary Committee, filed a complaint in January against Giuliani, citing his, and I quote, role in fomenting a violent insurrectionist attack, end quote, on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And you can read the full story at law.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, June 24th. Upper 40s on the thermometer start off the day. Comfortable by 10 a.m. The high of 79 is expected around 2 p.m. Cloud cover will be low. Watch out for sun exposure. Dew points in the 50s will keep things very comfortable all day long. Overnight, the temperature gets down to the lower 50s before springing back up to 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Moderate cloud cover will help ease that afternoon heat. Saturday and Sunday are looking a little wet each day with a high in the mid-80s. Pollen levels for today will be medium high, grasses prevailing, trees and ragweed levels are almost non-existent. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:54 a.m., low tide at 9:52 a.m., high tide again at 3:27 p.m. and low tide again at 9:56 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see hailing from beyond the Kuiper Belt and measuring in at about 100 kilometers wide, Comet 2014UN271 will be visiting our neck of the woods in about a decade, and there are already talks of sending a probe to the almost planet-sized stellar object. For those watching the International Space Station SSTV project, past times for the space station today will be at 6:45 a.m., 11:37 a.m., and early tomorrow at 5:57 a.m. and 7:35 a.m. Each pass will be about 10 minutes long, and more info can be found at arrl.org. Solar wind speed is currently 331 kilometers per second at 5.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime and fair for nighttime transmissions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 11. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. Oh, by the way, you are listening to community-funded radio, and if you can hear me, you are part of that community. If our station has happened to have helped you at all, especially over the past year of craziness, please consider a donation. Just head on over to WGXC.org and click on Donate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Auftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Okay, okay. DJ Popcorn here. Clubhouse Radio here with
DJ Sean Money.
So, we're here and our first discussion will be about what is Song of the Year, you know? So,
okay.
Song of the Year, I've obviously heard a lot off of TikTok, and TikTok's been a huge platform this year for up-and-coming artists and new artists that are just now on the rise. And TikTok's put a lot of people on.
Okay.
And just, you know, that's it's really made their year and made their artists, you know,
no.
like their persona, you know, really what bring them out. So when it comes down to Song of the Year, what's been being played and what's, you know, just overall a good song.
So, okay, since we're doing top Song of the Year, right? Mm-hmm. Are we doing top 5, top 10? How does it work?
I mean, we've got a few songs here, so throughout the night we
so
can just,
are we
know.
Like, okay, so we gonna rate the song first, then listen
yeah,
to it?
Yeah, like we can rate the song like when it's done.
Or do you want to rate the song first and then be like, change it into
yeah, no,
and
we'll just rate the song after.
All right, okay.
Also, shout out to all the underground artists who haven't been noticed yet, but we see you, though.
Cap
we see
upcoming. You. Coming. Hope you have you. Great success.
But first, we got Wants and Needs. By Drake and Lil Baby, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows this song.
Oh, yeah, number one song of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it might have to be for me, too. So, without further ado, Wants and Needs, Drake and Lil Baby. Let's
yeah.
go.
Out of comments, leave me out of nonsense, speaking out of context, people need some content, trying to keep up, this not a contest, whipping bands concept, heaven sent, God sent, at least it's what my mom says, proof is in the progress, money's not an object, busy than a you know how my job get, barking up the wrong tree, you know how the dogs get, haven't fallen off yet, come with a classic, they come around years later and say it's a sleeper, the earrings are real, the petty is real, might charge my ex for a feature, deposit the money to Brenda Leticia, Alinda Felicia, she came for me twice, I didn't even
in Geneva. Yeah, I probably should go to Yeshiva. We went to Ibiza. Yeah, I probably should go link with Yeezy. I need me some Jesus. But soon as I started confessing my sins, he wouldn't believe us.
Sins, I got sins on my mind and some M's. Got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind. I'm in love with two girls at one time and they tens. That's why I got 10 on my mind. I got M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind. Should repent. I need me some Jesus in my life. Amen.
I'm 24, but I love me a threesome. DM a Dilly, this she my little secret. He tryna dish me to blow up, I peep it. I can't respond, we just go at your people. If I left some rats on the bed, you can keep it. Getting deeper and deeper, I dig it. My shovel won't be, and I was broke, had to fix it. A shark in the water, you swim with a little fish. I hit the day, by tomorrow she miss it. I grab a neck, she look up, then I kiss it. I'm not a goat, but I fit the description. I like the post, so I get the prescription. We walk around with them bands, and I breach it. Don't jam when I blow, I ain't missing. I'm dropping hit after hit, I'm just chilling. But I send a hit while I chill with my children. Bigger the business, the bigger the office. I found and found me a sweat and I caught up. They call for my artists, they making me offers. I don't even bargain, I start from the bottom. I lost a Ferrari, Las Vegas, Nevada. I woke up the following day and went harder. I'm cracking my shell, now they see that I'm smarter. I gotta get money, I love to get charter. I gave up four burgers at once for a startup. I can't let them down, walk around with my guard. I'm screaming, I YOLO, yeah, that's still the motto. I know I be on some, they ain't thought of.
Sins, I got sins on my mind. Some M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind. I'm in love with two girls at one time and they tens. That's why I got 10 on my mind. I got M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind. Should repent. I need me some Jesus in my life. Amen.
Alright, alright, alright. Wants and Needs, Drake and Lil Baby. I say that song for me is obviously a 9.5/10 because that song is insane. I mean, when Drake came back, I was pretty happy, you know, because I'm ready for that Certified Lover Boy album. Yep, that Certified Lover Boy album possibly coming this summer. I'm really excited. You know, Scary Hours, that entire EP was crazy. It had some bangers on it as well. Lemon Pepper
I'm not
Freestyle.
Gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Lil Baby carried that.
Lil Baby did carry that song. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was meant to happen. Or if not, Lil Baby just sent that entire verse and Drake was just like, I'll just leave it that way.
Yes, man, said, bro, did you cut me off on my own song? Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
But Lil Baby went stupid regardless of the situation. I mean, that has to be top songs this year, in my opinion.
That's top one.
Yeah, I heard that song basically everywhere I've gone. TikTok, Instagram, Snap, anywhere you want.
Okay.
Anywhere you want to put it.
What I rated that, because I ain't rated it yet, so I would rate it like a solid. I'm gonna give it like a 9.5.
Yeah.
Because this next song is my favorite song. This next song is my favorite song. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
I mean, yeah. This is also one of the Song of the Year contenders, in my opinion. But before we play this song,
Actually, I lied. The third song is my favorite song. The third song. Waffle. I forgot how we ordered it.
Mm-hmm. So, I you know what I'm saying? I'm leaving you guys with this quickly before we get into Coil Ray, No More Parties. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties. Now, we're going to get into Coil Ray, No More Parties featuring Lil Durk. Huh, let's go.
When we come back, we're going to ask some questions, you feel me?
Do what's only going to make you elevate. Let's go.
Yeah, they want to eat off my plate. They want to eat off me. When I had my vision, you couldn't see it. I'm off to better things. I'm only doing shit that's gonna make me elevate. Only one people around that's gonna make me better. And that it's so they ask how I get that ooh. I'm too busy in this money, can it shatter? My daddy let me down, but I promise you I won't let him. I want it, man, but won't make me better. Me my best to be for an oxygen, get that letter. I'm to pain. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, everybody, I can't trust nobody. I need me chat party, don't invite me to no party. Pull up in
so ooh. They ask how I get that ooh. I'm a hustler, baby. You must not know me, baby. I'm off to better things. I'm only doing gonna make me elevate. Only one people around that's gonna make me better. In that ooh, it's so ooh. They ask how I get that ooh.
You been cutting me out. You been stuck in the clout. I gave you money through the pandemic when you were just stuck in the house. Do the bust down challenge again on the ground. When it comes to trust, I never leave my bros. Voice out the streets plus me and India relationship goals. I love the I had love for they mean me well. They praise the told on bro like they ain't see him tell. But me,
I'm after better things. I'm only doing it's gonna make me better. Only one people around that's gonna make me better. And that it's so ooh. They ask how I get that ooh. Pull up in that it's so ooh. They ask how I get that ooh. Can't worry about nobody, gotta worry about my business. Don't bring them around me, I don't know their intentions. Don't wanna fall in love, dealing, tripping. While I stay out the way, gotta make sure I keep my distance. Why they wanna hate me? Crazy. She mad I took her ooh.
That's my bossy, baby.
Yeah. You must not know me, baby. I'm off to better things. I'm only doing shit that's gonna make me elevate. Only one people around that's gonna make me better. They ask how I get that ooh. They ask how I get that ooh. I'm off to better things. I'm only doing shit that's gonna make me elevate. Only one people around that's gonna make me better. And that it's so ooh, they ask how I get that ooh.
All right. So, Call the Ray. No eight. More parties. I say that's like an 8. Maybe 8.5 on a good day.
Depends. If you like, at like a party or something.
That's yeah.
If you want a party, respect. Okay, we're keeping it a buck. If any of these, if you're at a party, bro, and you put any of these at a party,
I mean,
that's
it's
an
like,
automatic 10. Like,
I mean, it's just like it's one of them songs you could turn up to. I mean, it's like it's a banger. So you know,
I'm only gonna do things that make you elevate. Or that make me elevate.
Koi was spitting there, man. Only doing stuff that's gonna make me elevate. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. All right, so our next song. I mean, no explanation here.
Oh, most definitely. This next song is my favorite big body banger in the building.
I mean, my guy, it's my dog. Took over last year. Took over the year before. Now he's back. Dropped his album last year, Virgo World, and now.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Wait. My fault. But before we get into it, I only got one question for you.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time, when and where?
Oh,
and
man.
And why?
So, what the place that I would go, like the time period I would go is...
Actually, I'm going to switch it up just a little bit. If you go anywhere back in time, where, like for a certain song, like when a certain song came out.
Ooh.
Like a certain era in your life where a song came out that was like...
I wasn't alive, but... I probably go like to the 90s because there was there was a lot of good music in the 90s, and okay. I definitely appreciate like a lot of the older music now that I get to, you know, sit down and hear that stuff from like my parents and other people that I know. It's definitely like there was a lot of good music back then, and I recently watched a show that incorporated like a lot of 90s culture and stuff like that, and like a lot of you know, music from back then. So, yeah, that's definitely the answer to that question. But without further ado, I mean, this man went super crazy this year, obviously, with the snippets on TikTok and people just dancing to his songs. Obviously, like, this man from all the way from, like, Ransom and many more songs.
The man who said, I know you see the drip and you like it.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
This man, without further ado, we got Lil Tecca, Never Left. He came back like he never left. Let's go.
Perfect.
know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Only do it if it feel natural, I can't force this sh-. They say where you get that swag from, I bought this. If you ask me, then I'm number one, but that's my opinion. You could go check the stats yourself, just start shining in it. Trying to compete with me in the same lane. Around, I made my own way, see if they maintain. Feeling like I'm almighty, so bang, bang. For the gang, gang, smoke for the pain, pain. Fashion, fashion, yeah, fashion fanatic, yeah, yeah. To money and add it, yeah, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah, yeah. Got so much packs on me, you would think I be trapping, yeah, yeah. I guess that what happens, yeah, yeah. When you really got it, yeah, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. What you tryna talk about? It ain't about money. I don't hear no notification, not the bank calling. Got the keys, I could pick a door like the warden. You can't even roll a mic, guys. Floating. What even went happening? I'm rocking Virgil in Paris. Yeah. Oh, that's a bitch, I'm embarrassing. Boy, my son, carriage, yeah. We having fun with it still. I can tell that you overthinking. I can do it with my eyes closed. You can see that I'm barely blinking. Fashion, fashion, yeah. Fashion fanatic, yeah. To money and add it, yeah, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah, yeah. Got so much packs on me, you would think I'd be trapping, yeah, yeah. I guess that what happens, yeah, yeah. When you really got it, yeah, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left.
Alright, alright, alright. So, I mean, Rap Star is a really good song, but this, you know,
what you rating that?
This song, Never Left, I give it a 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's not like a full 9, 10.
Okay, so.
Because I just want to give it time to see.
Me personally, I give it a 10 out of 10, because a little tech on gang all the way. But why is it 9 out of 9?
I mean, for me, it just hasn't, like, it hasn't sat long enough yet. But I really do like the song, though. That's why I'm saying it's like an 8. Like, 8, 8.5, you know what I'm saying? It's not quite a 9 for me yet, but, like, it'll work its way up there. Because I don't, like, listen to it, like, every day. Like, it's not in, like, my main rotation, but it's a good song still.
Okay.
Like, I'll listen to it if it's on.
All right.
I wouldn't, like, see it and be like, oh, this is trash, turn this off. Like, that's not one of those songs.
So, I got a question.
Yeah.
You got any questions?
Oh.
Any question for you?
I mean, yeah, so with that being said, you asked if I got questions for you. Yes, yeah. I do. So, as we both know, you know, we both make music.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, what's your mindset when you write sometimes?
Depending on what mood I am, it could be like it really depends, like what I went through in the day, mm-hmm. or like my emotions that built up to me making a song. Because, like, me personally, when I make a song, I think good of my past.
Mm.
That's, well, respectfully, at least how I look at it. If you're not sad or, like, if you not want to cry happy tears type stuff over your own music, and you're like, bro, I made a banger. I did this. I did the best I could in this situation at this moment in life. That's not a banger. Like, if you're not in that moment, you're like, this is a banger to me. I like this. I don't care what nobody think about it. Even if I do think about what someone think about it, I'm not taking it down because it's a banger.
I mean, yeah, some songs, though, for me, I do have to take time to sit on it. Like, after, like, I write it and, like, I go to record it and, like, I hear, like, that first part. Like, something may sound good to me before I record it. And then, like, once I go and, like, start the process, I'm like, oh, maybe this wasn't such, like, a good, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this wasn't, like, as much of a banger as I thought it to be. Or it'll be better than, when I went and did it the first time.
Really?
Yeah. Like, when I first, like, started writing it.
Okay, okay, okay.
So, this man has blown up immensely this year. You know, but in a little bit, we do have the 630 news. But first, we will be playing Knock Knock by Sofego. Then we'll get right into the news. This man has blown up all over TikTok and has been going really crazy lately. I mean, the man dropping songs with the likes and bringing all his friends up along with him. Also, Lil Tecca putting his friends on. You know, like the whole gang, like Cash Dami, everybody else like that. Slum Success, Baby Santana, you know, the whole gang. Everybody's really cool there. And this song, obviously, is just all over TikTok. You can find this almost anywhere. So, without further ado, Sofego, Knock Knock.
WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman reports that, locally, the unemployment rate has almost returned to pre-pandemic levels. In Columbia County, the unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in May, down from 4.5% a month earlier, and from 8.8% a year earlier, according to the Department of Labor. In Greene County, the unemployment rate was 5% in May, down from 6% in April, and down from 12% in May 2020. The May 2021 unemployment rate was 4.6% in Ulster County, down from 5.3% the month before, and down from 12.2% a year before. Likewise, in Dutchess County, where in May there was a 4.3% jobless rate, down from 5.1% in April and 11.4% in May 2020. Even in more rural Delaware County, where there is a much lower COVID-19 vaccination rate, unemployment is down to 4.4% last month, down from 5.3% in April and 9.7% a year ago. You can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News is reporting forest rangers from the State Department of Environmental Conservation last week rescued a hiker who fell downhill off Devil's Path on Sugarloaf Mountain in Hunter. At 12:30 p.m. on June 18th, Greene County 911 received a report of an injured 19-year-old hiker from New Jersey on Sugarloaf Mountain.
The man was hiking with two friends on the Devil's Path from Predator Road when an SOS beacon was activated. GPS coordinates placed him on the west side of the mountain, approximately a half mile from Mink Hollow Notch. The man reportedly fell on the rocky trail and then about 20 feet downhill off the trail. He temporarily lost consciousness and later reported arm and wrist pain. The hikers met up with forest rangers and a paramedic at Mink Hollow Notch. At 2:35 p.m., the hiker was taken to the hospital for additional medical care. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media, despite saying that it was looking beyond the usual suspects for its recent member search. The Hudson Development Corporation, June 22nd, voted 9-3 to add former city alderman and attorney John Friedman to its ranks. The vote was anonymous. There was one abstention. Board Vice President and Nominating Committee Chair Nick Haddad and Board and Committee Member Christine Jones said diversity in terms of race, gender, and sexual orientation was a focus during the process, but that candidates eventually withdrew their names from consideration. Haddad said it was because of time commitment and scheduling issues. Neither Haddad or Jones would identify the candidates they considered. Friedman said he looks forward to joining the board and that the subject of diversity needs to be addressed. He said, and I quote, "I am happy to join the HDC board as it enters into a new phase of its existence," end quote. Haddad and Jones said the committee made the search known during the board's meetings and encouraged board members to recommend candidates to reach out to about the position. But the board does not flyer for positions. Haddad said the search for new board members is largely through word of mouth. Mayor Kamal Johnson, an executive official member of the board, said prior to the vote that he was willing to help reach out to communities they needed help reaching in the city. But Jones and Johnson did not suggest any names during the three-month-long search. Johnson said he did not suggest anyone during the search, but he did propose a candidate before the process began. That person was interviewed, put on hold, and forgotten about. Johnson said he would hope the HDC board could reflect the local community. Board President Robert Rasmus spoke to Johnson's concerns, assuring everyone an effort was made. At the same time, he begrudgingly acknowledged the need for diversity. He said, and I quote, "We look old, male, and white, and that needs to be changing. I've got that," end quote. Editors note, Johnson is a WGXE volunteer programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Ted Nugent, president of Greenville Rescue Squad Incorporated, attended the Greenville Town Board meeting June 21st to talk about plans to build a new station. The new headquarters would be located on 2 acres on State Route 81 just east of County Route 41. The property was purchased from the Greenville Fire District for $10,000, and the estimated cost of construction would be $500,000. The station would include a house for the crew and an 80-by-80-foot garage, Newton said. The garage would have multiple bays for ambulances and the fly car, as well as storage space. The paid rescue squad now operates 24/7, and so far this year, it has responded to about 200 calls. Nugent noted the squad would finance the project on its own, but it is hoping the town board will exempt the organization from zoning codes, something that can be done in New York State for certain applicants, including emergency services. The squad is expected to formally present the project at the July 19th Greenville Town Board meeting. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
I think that first intro was the one.
Water!
Oh my god, Ronnie.
Yo, 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 yo. Okay. He gon' need a first aid kit, ain't doing the waiting. Whooping the street just like the Masons. Giant with a M, attack on Titan. A beast in your reality, something like liking. To your bitch, I'm taking a liking. My bitch is a cup of Joe, not talk about biting. Why they mosquito, they always be biting. Striking like lightning, my watch on Ben 10. Popping like vitamins with the Nara Bizarre. And then it's the economy, cause it texting her properly. It said I pay with the paper, it said I do origami. It said, okay, wipe your nose. We cold, we follow the cold. I'm an animal, shoot silo. Horns on the top of the head, go. Rocket launcher, we told. Just like Starburst, in throats. In a ghost, standing phantom on bro. Know that I be picky, I eat my name's Mo. Go, yo, yo, go, yo, go, yo, go, go, yo, go, put that on my focus. Go, go, yo, yeah, go, yo, go, yo, go, put that on my focus. I go crazy, I Steve-O. Figured I'll blow like a C4. Keep the bean, Dragon Ball Z, pick it low. Think I'm scared to get jumped, Geronimo. Wish a wood like Pinocchio knows. We gon' beat him, leave a purple look like one of Barney toes. That's just how it goes. All of my opponents get disintegrated from the head to the flow. Like a rubber band, we show resistance. Set up pissing on them. Get my bed pun, jump in flight. Harry Potter or Peter Pan, we gon' wax them. Show the something like Daniel Sun, call me Senpai. Animatedly, the world, but no hentai. You outdated your full wrinkly like a hang dry. So what's the hate for? I'm gonna try bite, okay. Like a skate bite. Hey.
Golden life retriever, it's a wonder, like I'm Stevie. From the bottom, like bikini. Crown on me like Nefertiti. Litty like a titty. Trip and drown in the city. I got my floaty bitch. Daily body. Go, yo, yo, go, yo, go, 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 yo, go, put that on my folks. Go, go, yo, go, yo, go, go, yo, go, put that on my folks.
There we go. So, we are now back. We have my boy Ski Master Slump God
Turn Super Saiyan
with a beautiful album last night. Only 8 songs, which is highly, you know, I was disappointed because there was not a lot of songs there.
Oh, by the way.
Unlike Tyler, the Creator's album.
By the way, if you could, or if you had the time, tell us what you rate these songs on a scale of 1 to 10, or if they broke your scale.
This song for me definitely hits like, you know, 8.5 almost. Because, like, this is a song that just came out. It's new. It's fresh, and it's something I haven't heard in a while. Because Ski has that refreshing sound that, like, I really like. And especially since he hasn't dropped an album in 2 years, this definitely didn't leave a bad taste in my mouth. And it was just, like, a really, really good song. This was one of the stronger songs off the album out of the 8. This and Merlin's Staff are really good songs. If you don't know, this song was Ski Master Slump God, yeah. The Matrix. And this song just came out also. Tyler, the Creator, just dropped his album last night with
sadly,
16
I
songs.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
But I kind of didn't play it because that song, I don't think it was like the song of the year. Tyler, the Creator, it's okay.
I mean, yeah,
I like Tyler, the Creator.
I mean, yeah, he's got a lot of good songs. But if I did have to put one on here for one of the songs of the
probably
year,
one,
even
yeah.
if a contender, I'd put Juggernaut on there. That's my favorite song.
Oh, that's
a
good one. That's a good one. That's one.
Off
okay.
the album.
So, I got a question for you, right?
Yeah.
What music of today is trash and why?
Okay, so trash as in...
like...
from a different... I understand what you're saying. So some people would call this trash, but like now like some of the new like upcoming like rappers with like the different sound. Like if rappers sound like, you know, like Squeaky or like a Sofego... or like a Playboy Cardi, you know, or like or Cash Dami, who like try incorporate, or even Young Thug. Young Thug was one of the pioneers of like.
So you're calling them trash?
No, I'm saying like people overall like call these people trash for the simple fact that they're doing different things with their voice and using their voice.
No, not people. You personally.
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally. What type of music do you think is trash? Or you said you think it's trash?
Me, even though it's like sometimes like. Me, lyrical rap isn't trash, but it's like sometimes it's make or miss. I don't always want to hear like bars. Like sometimes I'm looking for like melodies. It's not always stuff that they're saying. Like
really?
Sometimes I'm looking for something catchy, or sometimes I'm looking for something
like upbeat just to
yeah,
get you to do it.
Yeah, something I'm looking for something to turn up to, and I'm not focused on those words, or something that's like gonna like catch my eye, or something that like has like really like good.
I did
pacing.
Realize. Okay, I realized something that when you're like sad, that's when you really like.
realize, oh my god, that was a bar. Like,
it tends to, like, you know, different times of like my mood or like different times of the day, I'll definitely notice different things, or things will be different. Like, I'll think of like different songs differently if like if it's a different like time of the day. Like, a song that I play in the morning could be different at night. Like, if I go to a daytime party and say I play like that song we just listened to,
mm-hmm.
that song, okay, I might be able to head bop to it, right? I'll just be head bopping in the corner. But if this was at night, like, say it was like a Rolling Loud concert and he was performing it, like, everybody there, like, in the mood, like, the energy is just there, I'd be turned up.
So what is your answer for that? Like artist wise.
Oh man.
If you could pick one artist that's trash to you.
He's not, okay,
quote unquote trash.
He's not completely trash, but he, for me, he is so make or miss. It's Blueface. Blueface for me.
Okay.
Blueface for me is so make or miss. He just he came out with a good song, right? Which he made the Better Days song. I ain't pray for these baguettes, I pray for better days. He dropped that, right? And then dropped something completely trash after. Like,
what?
The song he dropped after was just not it. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what song he dropped after. But that's a sudden point. You got a question
for
me?
And it was just like, yeah, it just wasn't it for me.
But yeah, that's a sudden point. You got a question for me, though?
Yeah, for sure. So, my question for you is, if you could spend a day with any rapper, who would it be?
That's a good one. Can you count him?
Who?
You already know who I'm gonna say.
This man's gonna say DDG.
Can you count him?
Yes, bro. You can count DDG.
Okay.
You
know what I mean? If not DDG, I'm gonna say Lil Tecca, because I feel like Lil Tecca is closer in age to me.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's understandable.
He's closer in age to me, so I feel like he would do things that I do, or similar things that I do.
Yeah, me personally, I probably, you know what I'm saying? We all know I'd hang out with my favorite rapper, Lil Uzi Vert.
Okay, just, but that wasn't your question. I didn't ask you that question. I didn't ask you that question, sir.
Duh. But,
okay, so I'm going to say DDG or Lil Tecca.
And then your last question.
My last question is, my fault.
Yeah, no, you can go.
Okay, what rapper has the best vibe of today, society?
Oh, some of the best vibes that just instantly turn me up is Lil Uzi. Or Playboi Carti. Like, okay. Those two are just like...
If you can only pick one.
I'll definitely say... I'll go with Uzi. Because his vibes are so different. Like, his beat selections and different things. Like, some of the things he says, like, to, like, turn me up, like, before he starts rapping. This gets me so hype. And some of the beats are just crazy.
Turn me up, YG.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So...
Okay. So... We're getting down to the time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say your outro now? Actually.
I mean.
You might as well say your outro now.
Oh, I mean.
Because as of right now, it's like 6:53. And we have 3 songs.
All right. So, before we do get into this, some of our last few songs, I will say that, you know, it is time. Just look at your watch, look at the clock, look at your phone, and it's time to realize that our time is now falling short. Okay. We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you want to get involved in programming our radio show, email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And we're going to finish out with shout-outs. Obviously, shout-out to all the artists we've played today for having really good songs. Big thank you to Wayfarm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Thanks to the Hudson and Catskill Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Shout-out to DJ Shot Money, DJ Thebes also, for the background support. Shout out to our listeners, of course. We love you guys for listening and just giving us each a platform to, you know, give the youth a voice. Now.
All right. So, now that you said that, right? Sorry to cut you off if you still talking. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Okay, so we got 3 songs left, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We got Lil JJ Calling My Phone.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Ski.
Yeah. And we got Beatbox.
Oh, man.
The original. Now, How do you want to decide this?
What's the best out of those three?
Which one do you want to eliminate?
Oh, all right.
And there's two. And then there's two.
I'll have to take calling my phone.
Okay. So, you want ski or beatbox?
I'll go with, we can, yeah, well, I said we'll go with ski. Let's go with ski.
Okay, I'm gonna go with beatbox.
Okay, yeah.
So you can rock, paper, scissors for it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Two, okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, paper. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, we playing beatbox.
So, we're going to close out with beatbox, and everybody remember, make sure to keep the vibes positive, and make sure everybody has a great weekend. Obviously, we decided on the best song this year, being Wants and Needs by Lil Baby. If you guys have a different opinion, you guys can email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, or text us at our Instagram at C2 Clubhouse. And, you know, make sure you guys keep your head up. Have a wonderful weekend. Let's go. Beatbox. Run away, I'll carve a bean, knock your legs off. Try to get away from me. Had a stand off. Hit him in the spine. Knock your dreads off. My wood is called a body. I didn't name them random offs. Thugging in my Reebok. Ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot. Trunkles make a beatbox. He made a shot turn. Wore the spot on, built a car. Had a mask. Jerko make him beatbox. In Miami with my mother. D.I. Then she got her feet out. I walked in the party. I'm on my big push. It's ready to get it started. I got new sticks. Oh, hit the plug. Ride around with folk. Call me Kobe 24. Can't fuck with her no more. Dollar bitch, she do the most. I get them groove on every time I see them folks. I got the antidote. I'm thinking that's something you need to know. I'm smooth and I'm cold. She know my wrist on froze. Skinny jeans on with a big bang roll. She paying my songs. I gotta take it off the throne. I'm trying to get it on. She feeling all over my Peter Brown. Two rights don't make her wrong. It just go on and on. I'm kicking shit like Jackie Chan till they got my kicks on. I aim, I hit my target. I'ma up this b regardless. Run away, I'll carbon bean, knock your legs off. Try to get away from me. Had a stand off. Hit him in the spine. Knock your dreads off. My wood is called a body. I didn't name them random offs. Thugging in my Reebok. Ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot. Trunkles make a beatbox. He made a shot turn. Wore the spot on, built a car. Had a mask. Jerko make him beatbox.
Oh my God, there's enough time. There's a little bit of enough time. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Here we go. Woo! Tsunami. Spider. Yeah. 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 Press I want for sure, you gon' need three promoters. I got the battery from Jim Ellis, but I had switched the motor. I got these bad riding around this, they all the coders. Yeah. I just told her make a story. Yeah. I just bought all the Trojans. Yeah. I told her stop my meets. Yeah. I told her stop telling that thing she seen and told her meet me at the Ritz. Let's go. I got baguettes in the back of my ring and I went in trying to hit. I told her she gotta run through the team before she can talk to the lit. Before she can talk to the Lamb chop, I just pulled up in some food. I told her mama tie all my shoes. Showed her 2 million cash, now she woozing. 20 watches and I'm still snoozing. I had came up out the trenches. Then I had beat a few bodies like Boosie. She said, you book on my show, you my y'all had the same to this spot like Lil Tootsie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, let's go. Got a backwood on her nightstand. She must be f***ing with Ghana. Yeah, yeah. I with slacks and we gonna eat racks. And I came with some piranhas. Yeah.
I done been Scotty, I got in my wood. Need somebody grow me a tree. Came out the hood in my truck, got a hood. Now crack out the car with no keys. Beat it, she for the street, nini. Only one she got hit at the street, nini. I feel a little rich this week. To influence my family to not be cheap. I told that fan on me. Connie, she needs just a cookie key. Do rolling since he locked in seats. Me rolling that coupe with a bucket seat. Got it up mud like a football clique. I use a drop out of that photo geek. Call her the plug and he know what I need. Stay on the knees so we hardly speak. Yeah, home in New York, countin' money. Yeah, ain't the same man, but I'm stunning. Yeah, one of these boys wanna love me. Yeah, my wife, he didn't know lovey dovey. Yeah, yeah, woo, yeah, 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 yeah.
Alright, y'all are off.
Got an X stain on her jeans. I know she's fucking with other. Yeah, yeah. I wish slacks and we corner eat racks and I came with some piranhas.
Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hello. Yo, nice job.
Thank
good
you.
Good job, good job. Thank you. Yeah, how you feeling?
Good.
Really good. I feel like
yo, the news is getting so long. It's vicious.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like I really messed up. And Phoebe, if you can, like, get that situation, can you have one of those be called 630 News? Because, like, this really be messing me up sometimes. Like, sometimes I be forgetting. And I'm like, they're called the same thing. And then it messes me up so bad.
See, the thing is,
where do you need it changed? Like, on the script?
This, the thing, like, on the thing itself.
Yeah. Sometimes I gotta, when I'm looking for it, if I'm sound engineering, you gotta, like, go and, like, look at the date to really know, like, when it comes out. Because I know that the 630 News comes out the day of the radio. That's how I know.
Like, right, could it just be called news the 630 update. News? Like,
I know.
I wish that's how it could be called.
I think they have
like,
to call it news update though, because they probably play it at like 3:30 also.
Yeah, and that's also like what they like know it as. If like somebody like a listener was looking at it, then that like they would be like, "Oh, 6:30 news." That's just the time we run on.
Like, I was, right. Like that don't be so confusing to me. Like, mess me up so much.
I hear you. I know. You just gotta like write it on a piece of paper and stick it next to the desk. 6:30 news equals news update. Just so it's like right in front of you. But yeah, it's all right. You got it in. It's all good. Y'all did a good job. Did you hear the questions?
Did you hear the questions?
I did. I appreciate you. I appreciate you making them happen, even when y'all's time was crunched. But you did a good job doing that and then still wrapping up the show, doing your rankings, doing the last couple songs. The Rock, Paper, Scissors was fun. Mm-hmm. I was into that. That was fun.
I brought that up last minute.
Yeah, it worked. It was great. It was like entertaining. Bubba, another great job dropping the email. And like I saw your post on Instagram. Like, if y'all start doing that in advance too, you could be like, "All right, here's our."
I feel
our
like
three,
that
like,
that could help a lot.
Yeah.
You could put like three songs. You could do an Instagram post that's like three of the songs. Be like, put your vote in the comments, put a poll for songs.
I'd like should be played on the show.
Yeah. So if you start using social media to get, then you can actually have people's input in real time on the
Steve,
show.
Steve, I like the way you think. Sometimes it's pretty mean, smart. It's
Sweet.
I like the way you think. You make me feel
smart. Yeah. Speaking of smart things, I loved how you changed the first question to be music themes, like the rest of them. And you're like, wait. Actually, when would you go back in time for music? So that was a great.
Yeah.
That was
he
a
said
great 90s. Adaption. Yeah, I figured that makes sense. It's a good time to go back to. That's for
definitely because
sure.
I watched a show recently that talked a lot about like the 90s.
Because I was gonna be like songs. That's where it took place. I was gonna be like songs that era of songs that you were born around.
Mm-hmm. Nah, because I wouldn't know much.
Were you all born in the 90s?
No.
If
I was born in the 90s,
I was born
I'd be like
in the 2000s.
I'm so old. Okay,
I was born in the 80s. But I know a lot of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if I was born in the 90s, I'd be like 20 right now.
20-something, right?
Yeah. I can't. Yeah, I guess like, that's true. It's 2021.
Yeah, I'd be like 27.
I can't. Yeah, that's bad on her.
She got a backboard on her nightstand. She must be fucking with a gunner.
Yeah.
So that was smooth. That was good. What else did I like?
Dude, Shahi with
Bubba
those transitions.
Oh, yeah. Did you peep my transitions?
Great job.
He was talking.
Yeah.
And, like, I would, hire it, and I would let him fade out a little bit. I was like, yeah. Like, I love my transitions. I'm so clean with it.
No, that's what I was going to say, is that, like, that piece, yeah, it's so tight when that works, like, the sound coming up. And then what I would have say is actually you could probably tighten up on the songs coming down. Sometimes I feel like you turn a song down and there's like a 2 second delay before I hear Bubba starting to talk. So it's like not too long, but it could be tighter if you do this.
You're saying I could turn the song down faster?
Or turn his mic up at like while or so he's starting to talk while the music's coming down.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like that, because that overlap is what's so nice. Y'all are good at that when you go out on a song. I think it could be tighter when you come back in off a song. You know what I mean? Just like, it's not bad, but it's a place y'all could get even better, I think. That was smooth.
Not gonna lie, we knocked everything. We got the questions.
Yeah.
We did good transitions.
And we pretty much got to play all of our songs.
And we got to play all of our songs. And we got to play the last song.
And we got some extras,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you got that extra time in. I like the way you weren't afraid to come back in and say, too, like, even though you'd done your outro or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we still got more time, one more. You know, like, that's great. Like, being more flexible with the ending. Mm-hmm. You know, the script is there to help you, but, like, it doesn't have to be everything, you know? And y'all are so experienced at this point that, like, you can, like, squeeze out a quick outro at 5:57 if you need to, right? So you can
play
with it. But I think
that's why sometimes I kind of like the outro to be like, I'm like Bubba. I kind of like talking to Bubba in real time instead of just like, okay, yeah, I'll be quiet this one, or I'll let him talk and then I'll talk. I like talking in real time and looking up things in real time.
It's nice when y'all bounce off each other and like, yeah, it's not like you do that and then it's like, oh, now we just have to play songs until the end. It's like, no, I can still do a transition between the songs and say something. Like, that's chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so, so that was good. yeah, I think there's a lot that was great about this show. How did it feel doing the questions?
Oh, the questions weren't bad. It was just like the timing. I want to get better.
It's tough on time.
At first, I'm not going to lie. I had to force the questions.
And then also where to fit them, too.
I kind of figured where to fit them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I didn't know how to go about it.
And then the format for me too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you did a good job, like squeezing, like putting them in. I felt like, oh yeah, you're trying to get them at the end. But like, you know, I like that you didn't jump in with them. You played a couple songs first. You got your like vibes going. Then you're like, all right, I got a question for you.
What I told him right is that we're gonna let two songs play.
Yeah, we were going to do, like, every two songs.
I legit told him. I said, bro, this is how it's going to go down. We're going to play 2-3 songs max.
Yeah.
Say one question.
Yeah.
Then we got caught up a little bit in songs. Then the news. And then he said, you know what? This is what we're going to do. Before the show, and we're going to bang out 2 questions back to back. I was like, all right.
No, it was a good adjustment. It felt really smooth. Like, and I don't know. I just, like, I appreciate when y'all get into, like, the conversation. It just mixes up the show, you know what I mean? It keeps it interesting for people. They're getting music, they're getting your stuff on the music, they're hearing a little bit about you. Like, it's interesting, right? So that's why I like asked you guys to do that, because it just keeps the show from getting too stale. Do you think y'all could handle this sort of like social media challenge to try to get people's input before the shows to start to work
with
into
the polls?
It?
I like that idea. I like that idea.
Yeah,
a lot.
I definitely like the polls a lot. So maybe if I logged into like the Clubhouse Instagram and I posted the polls before we go on, then we can do that.
Exactly.
I feel like
a day before. So
I feel like I could do that. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, probably
you do it on your
day
Clubhouse. You could do it on your personal one.
Yeah,
whatever.
Most definitely a day before.
Because you might reach people that you don't otherwise. Yeah, you do it the day before, then it gets them hyped for the show. You'd be like, and then the people are like, oh, it's interactive. I'm going to go listen and see if my song got played, right?
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I like that idea. Like,
okay. One thing that I was thinking about, too, that could, like, maybe also engage a few listeners is, like, if we did, like, shout out to, like, certain viewers. If, like, if we were, like, trying to, like, win a shout out, if they, like, commented, like, commented, like, under, like, our recent post, like, a certain, like, emoji or something, like, we could just, like, pick somebody off random.
I love that. That's a great idea. Yeah. Or you could tell people to, like, put your shout outs on, and we'll pick three, like, it's your mama's birthday.
Because it kind of it sucks, like, when we're, like, get shout outs, send us to our email, I'm like, respectfully, do we ever really get anything on our email like about
radio? No, we never get shit on our email.
We never get nothing about our radio. I'm like, bro.
And also, I'm just like, it's pretty cool because like when I was talking about underground, like it had sparked an idea. I was like, how we have like a bunch of artists in both of our towns that don't get played, or like artists that are just like on like SoundCloud and stuff that don't get played. Like with the you know how like you can when I was talking about shoutouts instead of like a shoutout, like we could like check out their song, like we can write their song for them as long as they send us like a clean version of the song if they like comment the emoji.
Actually,
the post
hold
or
on.
Like that.
You just gave me a great. I got a friend who does music.
Okay.
Got a friend named Malachi that do music. I could probably play one of his songs on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to use
clean.
The radio
as
to give
clean.
Some.
And we can,
yeah, to
and
give
we can
some
like,
airtime.
Yeah, we
to
can
up
make
and
like,
an artist.
Yeah, we can do like next show is like underground artists. Like we could talk about the underground scene.
I have a
local artist I could send to you. His stuff. Right. He has a great song.
Okay.
And also, if they don't have radio edits, We've done that for them before.
Yeah.
So you just have to send it to me in advance.
All right. Like, yeah. V, real quick, I got a question.
Yeah.
How many people do watch our show? Like, is there like a certain demographic? Like,
so it's like it goes from here to
like a certain number, amount of people.
But I know it's
hard
thousand.
To know.
I mean, it's hard to know though.
Because I remember seeing. I remember seeing like a thing.
It's a chart. I know how far.
There's the map that Bubba's talking about that shows how far it reaches, but that doesn't tell you how many people are actually tuning in.
That could be like one person each place. Like,
and I wish we could talk to like WGXC about like getting something that's like so we know like our live listener count. I wish that.
Yeah, I don't think there's a way to do that with the FM radio. Like, if somebody turns it on in their car, nobody knows that. They might know for the stream how many people are streaming the listen now on their website.
All right.
So I could at least ask them that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then with social media, if y'all are getting more followers or people responding, we can also use that as like numbers for your peer leader stuff, right? Be like, yo, we reached this many people, so that'll be helpful too.
I just hit like almost 230 on Instagram, so
really,
yeah,
sweet.
I think I'm gonna
Use that. Yeah. I think use your personal, just also use your personal because you probably can reach a lot more people than Clubhouse can, you know. And if you use the Clubhouse media, you could also like start to follow local artists. Like, you can follow people on our Instagram if you find people. Because if you follow them, maybe they'll follow you, and you can start to have a relationship that way. Right?
Business, partner, business. 136. That's not bad, though. It's 136. I mean, it's still a lot of people.
Okay, guys, I only reached 136 people.
I mean, my story usually hits, like, 50 viewers.
That's great. That's good. It's that's like good. the more interesting, you know, the more interactive you make it, probably the more. And remember, the thing with social media too is the more you post, the more your stuff gets boosted, right? So, it's the trick is really having like consistent content that you're putting up. So if y'all plan every week, you're gonna do one thing that's like interactive, and then like one more reminder on Friday. That's two things every week. You'll be in really good shape. Yeah. All right. Sweet. So do you think, all right, so here's the deal. The next two Fridays, I am not going to be here. So y'all are going to get to fly solo a little bit. Lincoln is back next week. Yeah. So let's see.
Lincoln went on vacation, right? Is that where Lincoln's
been? So y'all have been together the last 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was on before that? Bubba was on the week before that. So next week should be Lincoln and Shaw then, because Bubba, you've done the last three. Shaw, you did the last two. And then it would be Lincoln and Bubba the following week. And obviously y'all can be guests with each other if you want to hang out.
Because technically this week would have been me and Lincoln. Or no, Shaw and Lincoln.
Exactly. Shaw and Lincoln. So next week will be Shaw and Lincoln. And then Bubba, you'll be on with Lincoln on the 9th.
Okay, cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then you all can be guests on each other's shows, the three you want to hang out or whatever.
Yeah, and
that's
I'm
going
to make sure that I update you guys on when I'm leaving, because I need to get that soon. So
Brad, you were supposed to Ben leave, bro. No,
that's right. That's no, right. Yeah, that's a
we leave it like...
I'm saying we're supposed to leave like next month.
So yeah, I'm really counting on y'all to communicate with each other while I'm gone, because I'm gonna try to not be. So if like one of you can't be there for some reason, you got to make sure somebody else can fill in, and that like Sasha knows that, kind of that. So yeah, I mean, you could do the same sort of style of show we've been doing, like, you know what I'm looking for. Keep all it right. Like,
yeah, this is one of our most consistent shows, like in recent, you know.
Yeah, this was solid. Like, and I think that mix of like asking each other questions, talking about interesting stuff, having the music, like it was good. So just keep that going. Lincoln usually has some good fresh topics too. So like, he's coming back maybe with some new energy because he's been gone for a way. So if he's got a topic, don't shoot it down. Okay, like try to work with it so that we get some other content in, right?
Definitely. Yep.
Like, don't be like, no, let's just play music, because like. I know it's easier sometimes, but like, you know, let's bring out the other stuff too.
So I'm sick of the music, but it's just I'm not sick of the music, but it's like the stuff.
If there's no new music, I get sick of it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right, exactly. So yeah, so I'll message Lincoln too, tell him to be thinking about what he wants to bring to the show. But yeah, try to have some cool new stuff going on. Yeah, but I think I know y'all can handle doing it on your own because you did it before, so that's pretty cool. And then when I get back, yeah, it'll be the July 16th. Damn. All right. Well, I'll be back on the 12th for that first week when workforce starts.
So we're putting six and seven.
Yeah, so Shaw, you're on next week, right? And then Bubba and Lincoln the next week.
Last Friday.
No, 4:30 to 7:30. What are you doing trying to lowball yourself?
4:30 to 7:30 for today on your payload.
I think I may have lowballed myself last week too. I must.
That's crazy.
I could have lowballed myself out of some money last week too.
See, that's why you got a check, bro.
I think.
That's why I've got. I got a check. To stay on top of
I got a check. Well, if it's good with you, can we go?
Yeah, we're right. Good. Make sure you clean up, okay? All part right. Of your work until 7:30. All right, clean all everything right. Up. Wipe everything down. All right, y'all. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
Silly. You ain't never here until 7:30.